A values-based life starts here.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong. Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines. I'm your host. My name is Andile Maphosa. It is the month of June, which is Youth Month in the country. And also, just 2 days after Youth Month, we will be celebrating Father's Day. Now, research has shown that over 65% of young people grow up in houses without a biological father who is present. And if you were to go anywhere and say mothers matter, that would be undoubtable. But what about the fathers? Do they actually matter? Today, that's what we will be discussing. That big question of, do fathers really matter? And if so, what's keeping them from being involved in a positive way? To help me with the discussion is the Heartlines Church lead for Fathers Matter, and that is Pastor Nkosinathi Sqabai. Pastor Nkosinathi, welcome.
Thank you, Andile, and thank you to the listeners. It's wonderful to be here. Wonderful to spend time with you. It's always an amazing time with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for joining us. And you recently were talking about teenage pregnancy on Daily Teta, and that was an amazing, amazing show. Now, let's ask you that question. Do fathers really matter?
Yeah, you know, it's an ironic question in the sense that there's an assumption and there's a culture that has been established that fathers don't really matter, but their pockets matter. And I think this is why we are highlighting this issue, because even fathers themselves don't realize that they do matter. And this is why we are engaged in this campaign and in saying, fathers, you matter. As we speak to the fathers, we're saying to them, fathers, you matter. You are important. You play a crucial role in the development of the child and the welfare and the well-being of the child, going beyond the finances. But we're also saying to society, to mothers, to families, and to the general society that fathers do matter. So let's do everything that we can to ensure that fathers are involved in the lives of children as much as possible. So fathers do really matter. They do matter.
And thank you for saying that. So, you know, research, we do research on the program. Research has shown that children who grow up with a positive father or father figure involved in their lives, they grow up with better health outcomes and milestones development. They form healthy social connections and relationship patterns in their own lives, especially when they become parents. They are less likely to be victims of violence or perpetrators of violence, including GBV, which we know is a big problem within the country. But also they avoid substance abuse and they don't become part of negative social circles. And you do say in the research that it's important to note that these are just risk factors and they are not a given. And that if a child does not grow up with a father, it doesn't mean all of this is not going to happen to them. It just means they're at a higher risk of all these things falling to them. But now, seeing as a positive father figure or a positive, active, present father, is this important? What is holding men back from being involved?
Look, there are several factors, and I think research has shown that we've done has also shown these factors, that obviously when we look at society and the impact of the absence of fathers, we see all of these issues that you've mentioned before. We see a lot of children being either victims or perpetrators of violence, and we see a high rate of dropouts. And research has shown that a lot of high rate of dropouts is coming from fatherless homes. Substance abuse, teenage pregnancy, mental illnesses. But I think we need to shift and saying we need to bring back the positive presence of fathers so that we don't begin to experience these things in our society. And most of the fathers are held back by the fact that they think that money is the issue that actually is important in the life of children. So if they cannot provide, therefore they stand back and they don't engage and they don't get involved in the lives of children. And I think some of them, even families, have said that, if you don't have money, you're not a father. That is the general out there. And fathers have internalized that. And they said, if I cannot provide, therefore I'm not a father. But when you speak to children are not looking for money. Yes, money and provision is important, but children are looking for affection. Children are looking for attention. Children are looking for affirmation. Children are looking for things that build them up as human beings rather than, money being the main factor in provision. So money is one issue. Secondly is the culture. Mm-hmm. In certain cultural practices, if you don't pay what is called damages, in Taulo, or a lobola or any of those things, then that hinders the involvement of the father in the life of the child. And so it really, and you'll find that a lot of fathers, especially in the first 1,000 days of the child, are not involved because the families are still debating the whole issue of the payment of the damages. And so you see a lot of fathers missing out a very critical time in the life of a child, which is the first 1,000 days, where a father could be bonding with the child. And so some of our cultural practices are really a challenge. And I mean, part of it is this general understanding within our cultures that the nurturing of the child is the responsibility of the mother. So the father must not be involved. The father must provide, the mother must nurture. And that's not true, because that's not what children are looking for. Children are looking for nurturing. Children are looking for the father to take their child and put them in their chest and put them to sleep. That's what children are looking for. So culture depicts that is not what you're supposed to do as a man. It makes you less of a man if you do so. The other issue.
Sorry to cut you off there, but I just wanted to say, like, this culture thing is such a difficult one, especially where we just assume that, the nurture is mother's and the father, he keeps a distance and he's normally the disciplinarian in the house.
That's the thing. Fathers are brought in for a specific role within the development of a child. And I mean, it goes to an extent that, mothers would say, I'm going to call your father. I'm going to tell your father.
It becomes a threat. The father becomes the threat in everything. Like, I'll tell your father when he gets home.
Yes, I'll tell your father when he gets home. So the whole issue of culture, there needs to be a conversation that needs to be had with fathers and fathers about how do we engage on this issue? How do we have conversations that enable fathers to be loving fathers? Especially, I mean, if you think of God, as much as God disciplines us, but God is a loving father. Before the discipline, there's love.
Yes.
And so if I've not connected with you emotionally and I'm expected to be a disciplinarian, then can you see that there's definitely going to be this disjointing issue between the father and the child? So culture plays a role. Knowledge gap is another one. People just don't know. The fathers don't know how to be involved with their children. They don't know how to, to be involved and how to do this. If you have a baby, you don't know how to change a nappy. If you have a toddler, you don't know how to play with the toddler. You don't know how to, if you have a teenage daughter, you don't know how to handle those things. So there's the whole issue of knowledge gap. People just don't know what to do. And the skills is another one. And that
let's talk about this knowledge gap for just one second. Because it seems that it's closely linked to the culture. And in the sense of, if And most of us grew up in such an environment where, you know, ubaba was just there. He was there, but he wasn't there. He made sure the fees was paid. He made sure, but you know, you never see ubaba cooking for the children. You never see ubaba taking care, you know, picking up the baby, changing diapers and things like this. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of people saw this growing up. And during those developmental years, that role gets imprinted that, okay, moms make the home and father's job is to just build the home. And yet, the way culture has shifted, you know, women are also becoming breadwinners, meaning that men can also take on this role of nurturing the young one.
Exactly. And I think this is why then I'm thrown into this situation where I need to be a father. I don't know. I just don't know what to do. And part of the challenge is that there was no role modeling, you know, before me. You know, the only role model of fathering is probably this father that was present but absent. Or I didn't even have the father in my life, or a father figure. I was raised by a single mother. And so the reality is that the knowledge, sometimes people are just taken aback or are not involved because they just don't know how to be involved. And I mean, I've had fathers asking me, so what do you want me to do? So how must I do this? What do I need to do? So those are the questions that fathers have. And because there's no platform, and this is where churches could actually begin to engage fathers. We've got resources within Fathers, you know, Fathers Matter within Heartlines that can help with basic skills, tips for dads, connect groups, you know, films that are speaking into the situation so that you begin to learn from other fathers who are role models that, okay, this is what not to do and this is what you need to do. And this is very...
And speaking of the films, I believe it was Family Portrait, which had this very powerful image of Ayize, the father, being the only man at the clinic, taking the child to the clinic. While we're talking about this knowledge gap, I think it's also important that we address the other side of it, in that, you know, you go to the clinics. Nurses might be used to dealing with a mother, and that's what they know. And they don't know how they can bring the fathers into this space.
That's the challenge, is that, hence I'm saying, the knowledge gap is not only sitting with the fathers, but it's also sitting with the general society, where you will see Ayiza being mocked, for instance, as he walks with the child to the clinic. We see that just a misunderstanding, even within the clinic environment, that how can a man be here, you know? And so I think this issue is really one of the issues that we need to work on in terms of involvement, and issues that become barriers to fathers being involved with the child. The issue of being so involved in your child that you know the immunization dates, you know exactly what is happening in terms of that, chart of the of your child. You know the growth process of your child. You know what the needs are, and you are able to intervene when necessary. And that does not become a burden to the mother. Basically, fathers are there to support and journey with the mother together in raising the child. And I think this really needs to change.
Yes, we shouldn't relegate our role to just a simple appearance here and there. Our role should be seen not as more important, but equally important.
Equally important. You know, I remember, Andile, when I had to at times remind my wife about the dates for immunization. And I think it was interesting because I knew how important these dates, based on the information that my wife, you know, taught me, that look, it's important for our children to get these dates. And I learned from that. So when those dates came from immunization, I would be the one who reminds her that, hey, you know, the child is, you know, at the age of 12, we need to make sure that we get this injection, we get this one sorted out. If we don't do that, if fathers are not involved, then it becomes a challenge, because mothers also forget, and mothers are also busy, as you are, as you say. They are as busy as we are as men. So it needs to be a partnership of growing the child together between the mother and the father.
Yes, growing the child together. Where I think if we do it well enough, you know, we know we always say 1 + 1 = 2. But when you do it well enough with, you know, your child, you'll get the sum being more than the individual parts. So 1 + 1 will now equal 4. Why? Oh. Because everyone is there and they're doing their part to ensure that we raise this young child together. We model the behavior, and we are all equally involved in ensuring that we want the best for this child.
For the child. And I think that's what is important. I think one of the things we miss as adults is the fact that the important person here is a child. And it's about the well-being of the child. It doesn't matter what, you know, if I'm a father who is not equipped, let me do the best I can to equip myself and to learn about these things. And so very, very, very important that we do that. Yeah.
And what you mentioned now also goes back to a very interesting question, where some people think great fathers are born. And the truth is, you know, I don't know anyone who's on this earth without being born. And so being a great father is a skill that can be learned.
Yep. I think that's the assumption, because I don't have the skills, because I'm not being pulled to be involved. Therefore I am pushed away, and because of that, then I find myself feeling inadequate. If that is the right word, I feel inadequate, and therefore my lack of involvement is because I don't feel I'm fit to be a father. And that's the sad part of it. And so let's learn these skills, let's equip ourselves, let's learn from others, let's ask the questions if we don't understand, and for the benefit and the well-being of our children. It's all about our children.
And I like what you say. Let's ask the questions, because it ultimately means that we need to swallow our pride. We need to swallow this overinflated sense of self, you know, this ego.
And also this whole issue of Anile, when we talk about toxic masculinity.
Yes.
That if I'm not involved in my child's life, if I get involved in my child's life and I'm involved in the nurturing, I am, and this is depicted in family portrait, I am not man enough. So when I'm carrying my child, I remember one time I walked with one of my kids at the mall, and I was carrying my child in front of me, and my wife was walking next to me, and a lot of men were looking at me like, are you okay? This is, you know, why are you carrying the child and your wife is walking next to you and not the one who is carrying the child? And I think these are the myths and things that we need to completely destroy. Yeah.
I think the people who really miss out are the people who stand on the sidelines.
Because you
think of all the milestones that you could be involved in, but you are standing on the sidelines and not willing to engage. Years down the line, I really believe when we look back, we won't we won't be thinking about, you know, the money and things like that. But I was there when my child was born. I was there when, you know, I was actively there changing diapers. I was there when they went for their first injection and things like this. And it's something that even the men should be enjoying. But we just need to get over these few things in our heads that stop us from doing it.
That's exactly, you know, Andile, when I had my first child, my brother, I couldn't sleep. Literally, I really couldn't sleep. And it was I noticed little things like dimples, you know, and all those things that were so crucial. I changed the diapers. I spent a lot of time with my daughter. And it's amazing that now she's at university. And that relationship is so tight. And it's so amazing because it started there. And at that time, as I was holding my baby, I asked myself, how can men miss this? How do you miss it? It's such a beautiful moment. In you know, for a father, how do you miss this? So I want to concur with you in saying, a lot of people, you know, if you stand there and you watch, you are the one who's actually missing out on an experience of a lifetime that you will never be able to do it again. So it's very, very important that you get the experience. Believe you me, when you get the experience, it changes your life completely. It affects your decisions. It affects a lot of things in your life and how you look at life when you have children.
And as a new father myself, I totally understand what you're saying. I remember the early months when our son was born, my wife's grandmother was around helping out. And I told them, no, guys, you guys can go to bed. I will watch him overnight.
Yes.
And, you know... knowing that he's going to wake up every X number of hours and he's going to need his bottle and he's going to need to be changed and things like that. I think the honest truth is it also changed me.
I don't know of anyone that has not been changed by the experience of having a child. And I think this is why for me, we really are engaging fathers in saying, fathers, you matter. I remember some nights, you know, my daughter, you know, and all of my children, by the way, and I remember some nights my wife would just be so exhausted and just me being present and supporting her to sleep and get rest so that I can take the shift and take care of my children has developed a very close relationship with my children because it has helped them to understand that our father has always been there and will always be there even when they grow up. You know, they know that my father will always be there. My father will always be there. We're adults now, most of them are teenagers. They want me to let them know that I will be away and how long I will be away. Because I met them in their lives. I am part of their lives. So they need to prepare their hearts. They need to prepare their minds that dad will be away for this time and then will be coming back this time. And so when I don't tell them, it becomes a big issue. That, you know, how come we didn't know that you were going? Can you see how significant now my presence in their lives is? And I think fathers, a lot of fathers don't acknowledge and realize how significant they are in their lives.
And now, dare I say this, but I think also a good relationship with your earthly father would make it easier to have a relationship with a heavenly father. Because you see your earthly father, you interact with them. You now understand the importance of relationship with them. You understand all the things that come with it. And I think, sadly, as men, we shortchange our children in that aspect as well. They can't develop a relationship with their heavenly father because they're harboring resentment to an earthly father who was
biological. And I think that's the big role that we don't realize as fathers that we do play. So our absence and our inactiveness affects the relationship of a lot of young people and of a lot of people with their heavenly father. I know of so many people that would say, you know, when people are talking about Father's Day or when people are talking about God as the Father, I am not able to relate to that because my earthly father, I don't know him. I've never had a relationship with him. And so I don't know how to relate to God as a father, and especially as a loving father. I can't relate to God as a loving father. I can't relate to God in terms of discipline because no one has ever shown, you know, that aspect of discipline in my life. So there's a lot of things that are happening in the church, and there's a lot of people that are battling with their relationship with God, mainly because as biological fathers and as earthly fathers, we have not played a significant role in portraying and displaying and representing God the Father as fathers.
Now, Nkosinathi, we don't want to be all doom and gloom. But we want to be, we also, like we say here at Heartlines, we help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong. So now we know what is wrong. Men are not showing up. Men are not being present, active and positive father figures in the lives of children. How can we get men to be more involved?
You know, Andile, I like the fact that you're saying we don't want to be all gloom. There are a lot of positive role models out there as well. We need to acknowledge that. They are not in majority, but they are there. So there are fathers who are really present, who are doing an amazing job. We need to make sure that people get to understand that they matter. We need to engage fathers. I think that's number one. Number two, in the absence of a father, for whatever reason, we need to encourage the presence of healthy men in the lives of children. I want to underline the word healthy because we live in a world where there's gender-based violence. And so we need to make sure that there are men in the lives of children that are building healthy relationships, that are playing a positive role of being mentors and of supporting. There are uncles there. There are grandfathers. Let's make sure that those people are involved in the lives of children and in shaping.
Simple things that can be done, that you can action, and they can make such a huge difference. Important thing we always do remind is that we are not saying that women haven't done an amazing job. They have. Hands down, they've done an amazing job. We just say that next to you, to help you do an even more amazing job, it would always be better if we had a present, positive, and active father. Not just a father present, but a positive and active.
Yes.
That's the key difference. Thanks so much for joining us for today. As always, if you want to find out more about the Fathers Matter campaign, you can just head over to the website www.fathersmatter.org.za. Next week, we are going to have an amazing conversation with Reverend Paul Siaki, and we will be talking fatherhood and youth.
And that's it for today. We hope we've left you inspired as we learn and grow together. To continue this conversation and to connect with more values-based content, visit our website at www.heartlines.org.za. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Heartlines ZA.